No, absolutely. I mean, as you probably gathered, he's got a little bit of an issue with the tricep, which is the same one he's had the injury with before. The medical team are all over it, so we're hoping to be able to do something between the prelim and the semi to help settle that down, which again will then put him into a better frame of mind. And Tom in a better frame of mind is likely to decide better. So that's the plan. Outcome goal for the first one, top 18, yes, we're three.
So does that really explain the inconsistency? Some dives maybe hurting that a little bit more than the others?
Well, obviously the entry is one of the key things, and being able to lock out through the arms, and the tricep does that for you, is what it's all about. So if he's missing those finishes a little bit, you know what the judges are like, no rip, no high scores. And that's also going to play on his mind as well. So hopefully we can get it away from his mind by making him feel a bit better through the medical team, and they're great. So you know, hopefully they'll do a good job with that. And then he'll be a different mindset hopefully in the semi.
We saw him shaking his arm out a little bit. So is that a concern that you think, you know, that he's not thinking about the dive, that the injury is there in his mind?
Absolutely. You know, we worked so hard on focus on the actual process of the dive. And he's got something else that's taking his mind off that focus. It's not going to be as good. And these dives are really difficult, obviously. He's up there with the best in the world usually, and the tariffs and the difficulty is significant. So the whole process needs to be on that, and the focus needs to be on that. So hopefully we can get the tricep feeling a bit better.
Is it tough having to wait 8 days for the first dive? Obviously he's used to having the 10-metre synchro at a championship first. Does that make it more difficult?
I think it probably does, but to be fair, he's used to that now. You know, yes, he has had synchro in there before, but the men's platform is normally the blue ribbon event at the end, and all the guys that are involved have to wait for that. So you psych yourself, and the planning process from beginning to end of when we get here is all geared towards making sure there's a bit of time off, there's the drop down, and there's the build up into the competition. So he's used to that.
And just a quick question on Dan. He's moved down to Plymouth now to train there as well. Is he a really exciting prospect for the future of British diving?
Absolutely. You know, look at some of the results he's had. He went to his first European Championships and made the final here, or there rather. He has been at the Junior Europeans where he won. Obviously a bit disappointed here. He wanted to show off what he can do at the World Championships, the big event of the year. But a massive learning curve for him. And then we've got the off-season, nice big one. So watch this space next year for Dan.
Tom's synchro diving partner
potentially? Well, there's a number of divers around the country who are all vying for the possibility of that position, and they all want it. So it's going to be an interesting fight, if you like, for those guys to learn the new dives, build the tariff, build their consistency, and try and get that place next to Tom.
Fantastic, thank you. It's the makings of a reality TV show.